The 2010 Four Mile Canyon fire over Labor Day weekend destroyed every single corner of Jane Sanders' property, her house, garage, several outbuildings.
We have two small children, and they just want to go back home. It's very painful.
Sanders and her family have been renting in Boulder ever since.
The pain from dealing with the fire was very, very traumatic. But the pain from dealing with the insurance company has greatly surpassed that.
Sanders says she figured the so-called replacement coverage she bought meant just that. Her family's possessions would be replaced and her home rebuilt. But 17 months after the fire hit, this is still up in the air. And instead of rebuilding, she's still wrangling with her insurance company.
The House Local Government Committee will come to order.
Yesterday, Sanders and a dozen or so of her former neighbors drove to Denver to testify at a legislative hearing in favor of a reform bill sponsored by Representative Claire Levy. For more than a year, the Boulder Democrat has been writing legislation to tighten regulations on casualty insurance policies sold in Colorado in order to prevent alleged deception in cases like Jane Sanders. Yesterday, Levy told the committee that more than half of the Four Mile fire victims thought they were adequately covered.
And the tragedy of the situation is that you don't know that you're not covered. You don't know that you're not protected until it is too late to do anything about it.
Now, before it was stripped down and eventually killed on a party line vote, Levy's bill would have required insurance companies to cover living expenses for natural disaster victims for 2 years instead of the current one. But the meat of it would have mandated that companies base their payout estimates for natural disaster victims on the actual construction costs of where they live. Case in point, it costs more to build in the rugged, fire-prone foothills of the Front Range than it does in, say, Loveland. But here's why that doesn't work, says Carol Walker, director of the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association.
Not everybody has the same needs. It's sort of one size fits all. Is if you live at 10,000 feet in Boulder and you have a high wildfire risk, you're also going to have that same kind of policy if you live in downtown Denver or downtown Boulder.
It used to be that the insurance industry wrote blanket reimbursement checks in the wake of natural disasters. But when wildfires started gaining in intensity and destruction in the West a couple of decades ago, things started to change. Companies began requiring itemized documentation of things that were lost.
Otherwise, someone could just say, well, I had, 10 flat-screen TVs. This was an antique, when in fact it's, $10 on Craigslist. So when you're trying to insure all people who have homeowners insurance and renters insurance in Colorado, really it's a matter of saying we have to have some proofs of a loss, some accounting. Otherwise, that's going to drive premiums for everyone.
But all of this becomes especially tricky when, as in the Four Mile Canyon fire, some of those lists and videos made by proactive homeowners melted, even in supposedly fireproof safes. So another provision of Levy's bill would have required a blanket so-called guaranteed replacement of up to 80% of a victim's losses. Now, her bill's quick death yesterday isn't necessarily a surprise. Some had suggested it got assigned to a committee where it would easily fail due to loud opposition from the influential insurance industry. Still, even if it had passed, it wouldn't have helped Four Mile fire victims like Tav Campbell. Campbell lost his home and just finished negotiating a settlement before Christmas.
In our case, though, there was a disinclination to write checks.
But Campbell says right now state law gives too much leeway to the insurance company and not enough to consumers.
None of us feel like that any Colorado, anybody should go through this. Basically, in my opinion, what happens is insurance companies in Colorado are allowed to write contracts, but then they don't have to live up to them.
People like Campbell left yesterday's hearing frustrated, warning that the conflicts between insurance companies and those who lose their homes will only worsen when another large wildfire comes. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.